Shalom, everyone, and welcome to today's CBH podcast with Amita Cologne. We invite you to subscribe so you can get the latest episodes. Let's pray. Abba, Father, we pray that today's teaching is a blessing to all who are listening in Yeshua's name. Amen. And here's Amita.
Shabbat Shalom. Today we're going to talk about how to ask for forgiveness even when it's not your fault. Yeshua said, "Forgive them, Father, for they do not understand what they are doing." Luke 23:34. Many times in our lives, we get into situations in which we or other people get hurt or offended. Sometimes we hurt others without our knowledge or intention. Many times, people who are involved in mobs also hurt others physically or emotionally, intentionally or without intent. All in all, people get hurt emotionally and some physically, and many times some people get hurt without being the fault of anyone but themselves, because they have it in their mind or have the wrong perception, thought, idea, or expectation. Many times their deception leads them to be defensive at all times, leading them to control and manipulate their surroundings with volatile outbursts, negative behaviors, and anger toward anyone who is against their thoughts and beliefs. Think about Yeshua. He did nothing wrong but tell the truth. However, his opponents were aggravated and got angry by the truth, which caused their unforgiving and angry behavior, actions, and intolerance to arrive at indignation and annoyance behavior. Many people who have deceptive thoughts get angry and confuse their angered behavior with hurt and resentment. They are hurt and insulted that someone doesn't share their deceptive thought pattern. They are offended at the truth and they stand for evil behavior instead. Luke 23:25. Pilate released the man who had been thrown in prison for insurrection and murder, the one they had asked for, and Yeshua surrendered to their will. Yeshua's hearers were in opposition to the truth. Therefore, they accepted behaviors in their lives that were opposite to the truth. The very thought of Yeshua repulsed them because they were defending a lie, a deception, and immorality. The elders and people of the time of Yeshua did not want anything to do with him. They did not want to talk to him or see him. All they wanted was to get rid of him and get rid of the truth that offended them. The elders and the crowd in Luke 23:21-23 said, they yelled, "Put him to death on the stake! Put him to death on the stake!" A third time he asked them, this is Pilate asking, "But what has this man done wrong? I haven't found any reason to put him to death. So I am going to have him flogged and set free." But they went on yelling insistently, demanding that he be executed on the stake, and their shouting prevailed. Yeshua was nailed to the stake. They were all angry with him, yet he did nothing wrong. Luke 23:39-41. One of the criminals hanging there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other one spoke up and rebuked the first, saying, "Have you no fear of God? You are getting the same punishment as he is. Ours is only fair. We are getting what we deserve for what we did. But this man did nothing wrong. Despite all their behaviors, Yeshua forgave them and asked the Father to forgive them. Yeshua had warned the elders earlier in John 8:24. This is why I said to you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not trust that I am who I say I am, you will die in your sins. Yeshua, in his trials and tribulations, knew very well the place of darkness separated from the Father, and he wants people to be in the light. Yeshua did not become the victim. He became the Savior. So how do you ask for forgiveness when you have done nothing wrong? Pray to the Father. Number two, have mercy. Number three, be the adult in the situation and be sincere. Number four, don't analyze the situation. Number five, give a small peace offering like their favorite candy or so. And number six, love. 1 Peter 4:8. More than anything, keep loving each other actively, because love overcomes many sins. Abba Father, thank you for your words. In the name of Yeshua the Messiah. Amen. Shalom! And may the Lord bless you.